Welcome back to Cinema Central. I'm your host, DJ Ace, and I know it's been a while, but I finally got around to watching Fast and Furious Presents Hobbs and Shaw, the spin-off movie from the Fast and Furious franchise starring Dwayne Johnson and Jason Statham. So let's get into this movie. Hobbs and Shaw is the summer blockbuster that we don't need. It's the one we deserve. The movie knows full well what universe it is in and how ludicrous most of it is and accepts it. Not only that, but it dials it to 11. This movie is absolutely bonkers and I love every moment of it. The Rock and Statham have fantastic chemistry throughout the film. The action is bonkers, the comedy is pretty great, but putting all of that aside, this film still maintains the Fast and Furious theme family, because that is what this franchise is really all about. Spoilers are ahead for the rest of this review, so if you really care about this movie, then turn back now, go watch it, come back later, and we'll talk about it. Like I said, this film really stays true to the main theme of the Fast franchise, and that is family, and what one will do for their family. And there are two families in this movie, the family of Luke Hobbs and the family of Deckard Shaw, and that is really the crux of the whole film, so it only makes sense to talk about our main characters and the people portraying them. Of course, the main headliner, the man himself, The Rock, Dwayne Johnson, reprises his role as Luke Hobbs, the BA go-getter family man that he is, and he has to deal with his least favorite person on the planet, Deckard Shaw. And The Rock just does a great job in this film. Like, in the real world, he's just, like, been a boss. It's, like, promoting the film. Like, if you follow him on social media, like, the dude's awesome. But in this movie, he is, like, the man, all right? It's so fun. You can tell he's having the time of his life, probably because he doesn't have to deal with Vin Diesel. Oh, shots fired, everybody. But the point is he has fantastic chemistry, like I said, with Statham. But not only Statham, he has great chemistry with everyone, man. And he has some ludicrous feats of strength in his film. Most of them are fake, but not all of them, maybe. And I think it was just a really fun journey for The Rock in this film, just like getting him to dig deep into his own heritage, because there's this whole section of the film that takes place in Samoa, and it's really touching, and a whole lot of interesting things happen there, like with his family, like this huge family, and him having to like reconcile with his father, his mother, and whoever else he's related to, all these people. And yeah, it's just a fun ride for The Rock in this film, and Luke Hobbs as a whole, I would say he has a fair degree of character growth in this film, but he's not the only one with character growth. We delve into the storied history of Deckard Shaw in this film, portrayed by, once again, Jason Statham, and he has to deal with The Rock, also least favorite person. And like I said, the chemistry between the two is fantastic. Like, they just really just play off each other really well in this film. And, you know, Statham is a, you know, tried and true action star, and he has some great action scenes in this movie. So yeah, he has to deal with his family, namely his sister. One noticeable thing that was quite absent from this film, of course, was that his other brother, Owen Shaw, who was in Fast 6 and Fast 8, was nowhere to be seen, and it's very confusing, especially when at the end of the film he utters this line about having to kill his own brother, which made no sense, because last time I checked, Owen was actually still alive. So that was a little confusing. I read a thing online that maybe he was talking about the fact he killed Idris Elba's character before. And so and obviously they were close. So I think that's probably more of the vernacular we were thinking when they said that line. So, yeah, he has to go and save his sister, Haiti, and she's played by Vanessa Kirby. And still talk about Statham, though. He has a lot of fun in this movie, And he has to reconcile with his sister because she, like, joined MI6 and hates his guts and everything. And but they were, like, real tight when they were kids. And, like, he has a bunch of these conversations with his mother, Queenie, played by Helen Mirren, who's in prison, which also, how did that happen? So there's a lot of, like, crazy things in this film that they leave unexplained, which really makes you wonder what time frame this movie is actually taking place. And like I said, Vanessa Kirby is in this film playing Haiti, Deckard Shaw's younger sister, and, like, she's really the plot for the whole thing. She's trying to save the world, and then these other two are getting dragged along for the ride. And no, she's great. She has some great action scenes in there, and she gets along well with everyone else in the movie. So, and then finally we have Idris Elba playing Brixton. He's the villain. He even says so in the movie, bad guy. And it's just really fun. Idris Elba knows exactly what movie he's in. He knows exactly who he's playing, and he has fun with it. Like, the whole Black Superman thing was maybe a little overplayed, but it was funny either way. And, like, he knows exactly what's up. And he's obviously serving some higher villain in this film. And honestly, it's pretty darn obvious who the villain of this film is. Like, he's working for this crazy company the entire film. I forget the name of the company because it's been a while since I watched it, to be honest. But it's obvious that the one pulling the strings is Cypher, the villain from Fast 8. She's still alive and well. So it's pretty clear that she orchestrated this whole thing. That's all I have to say about the actors. Action-wise, it was insane. Lots of explosions, lots of car chases, everything you need in a Fast and Furious spin-off movie. Probably the biggest highlight, of course, was The Rock, like, holding on to a freaking helicopter, like, he with the chain and the helicopter, and he's like, yeah, and he's trying to, like, outdo Captain America, obviously. So yeah, that was fake, but you know what, it's fine, it looks cool anyway. Comedy wise like, the banter in this film was fantastic. And two highlights I have to point out. There are two surprise cameos. Two people that The Rock's real tight with cameoed in this film. And they, of course, are Ryan Reynolds and Kevin Hart. They both showed up in this film. Ryan Reynolds playing FBI agent, and then Kevin Hart playing an air marshal. And they show up, like, just out of nowhere in the film. And those are probably two of the funniest parts of the entire movie, which is kind of sad when you consider they're not even, like, they're just cameos. So, whatever, man, whatever. Post-credits-wise, there is a post-credit scene. There are two post-credit scenes, if I'm not mistaken. Yep, there were two, and they both were Ryan Reynolds talking to The Rock on the phone. So, no actual teases for the rest of the Fast and Furious movie. So, if you want to laugh, stay for the post-credits. If you don't, then don't bother. And now, the kind of cap off this review, I just want to talk to you a little bit about why is this movie considered a spinoff? Because it has Fast and Furious characters in it, but they called it Hobbs and Shaw. As Fast and Furious Presents, like, why couldn't they just call it Fast and Furious Hobbs and Shaw? Like, that would have been easier, you know? So, like, why is this, like, the Fast and Furious spinoff? Because I've been rewatching the Fast franchise, actually, and it's like, Fast and Furious 3, Tokyo Drift, that is entirely a spinoff. Like, they, like, the main, like, dude, number 3 is so painful to get through. Like, I'm not even gonna lie right now, but because it's the worst one. But, like, that the main character in that, like, you never see him again except for, like, a quick cut they do in a future Fast and Furious film, right? To connect Tokyo Drift back into the rest of the franchise. So, like, I know they weren't planning on making this a huge thing, like, all the way back then, so you have to give them a little bit of credit where credit is due. But, like, Tokyo Drift, totally spinoff. Fast and Furious 2 is, like, I would say is a spinoff because it doesn't have Vin Diesel's gang in it at all. and it's just Brian and Roman. So Fast and Furious 2 is basically a spinoff because it's just those two characters. Like Too Fast, Too Furious, it could have just been called Fast and Furious, Brian and Roman. Like, come on now. Come on. I mean, obviously, everything at, like 4 and up is all part of the connected Fast and Furious. I would consider 4 and up are like the connected mainline Fast and Furious movies. Absolutely, because all of our main characters are in those. So I'm just saying, I don't get why they marketed this more as a spinoff than an actual Fast movie, because it's basically a Fast movie, because they've done this kind of thing in the past. So I don't see why they had to make it separate but equal, you know? Anyway, those are just my thoughts on what is a spinoff and what does that really mean. So if you thought that was intriguing, leave a comment. If not, you can still leave a comment. I don't care. Either way, let's do it. All right, so that's it for this review. The summer season is really winding down now, and I'm not sure what other movies I'm going to make a point of seeing for the rest of it. So if I don't end up seeing anything else, the next episode will definitely be the 2019 summer review. Otherwise, have fun out there and follow me on the socials at Ace Cinema Central. Have a good day.
Booyah!